AI. www.radioai.net. The public resource for artificial intelligence literacy by the people who do AI. In this podcast, we're going to hear from Mary Lou Maher, a professor in the Human-Computer Integration Lab at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. She's also an honorary professor in the Design Lab at the University of Sydney, the director of the Center for Education Innovation, and the chair of the Department of Software and Informatics with about 600 students. Her PhD thesis from Carnegie Mellon was about using AI to design high-rise buildings. Since then, in addition to teaching and starting all sorts of new programs involving AI, her work involves looking at scale, like how big things work and how we interact with them, as well as what are some of the coolest ways to help people learn. In this podcast, we're going to hear Mary Lou talk about curiosity and AI.
Hello. Today I want to talk to you about curiosity, what it is, and why it's important. Many people think that curiosity killed the cat, but I believe that curiosity will save the world. This is Mary Lou Maher, a professor and the chair of Software and Information Systems at UNC Charlotte. I've been doing research and teaching on the concepts of design, creativity, curiosity, and surprise for many years. My research has been inspired by my friends in the US, Australia, China, Korea, Iran, Japan, and many other countries. In research topics related to creativity, AI is like a sandbox. Instead of sand, AI provides the technology to play around so we can see what models of creativity produce when given a challenge. Sometimes, when using AI to explore creativity, we end up extending the ability of AI. Why is curiosity an interesting topic for AI? The basic definition of curiosity is the desire to learn or know something. A more fun definition is that curiosity is what makes us interesting, because it motivates us to try something new, to explore a place or a topic that catches our attention. The problem is that we now have such capable search engines, and recently voice-activated systems like Siri, Alexa, and Google that can answer our questions, that we often get stuck in our own information bubble. Search engines and question answering systems are programmed to provide you with an answer that is the closest to what you're looking for. In my research, I want the answers to be just a little different to your expectations, so you're surprised by the answer. More importantly, I want AI to encourage you to be more curious. So, how does this work? Everybody's different. What they know already guides their expectations, and therefore, what will surprise them. Also, everyone has a different level of comfort with surprise. Some people like little surprises, and others like big surprises. One of the projects we are working on is called QChef, with the long name of Curious Sous Chef. QChef uses AI to keep track of what you're familiar with and generates a new recipe that will be familiar enough for you to want to try it, but different enough to engage your curiosity. How much depends on you. What is your threshold for something new in your diet? We are developing this idea of AI-inspired curiosity for new recipe designs, for search engines that answer questions about your health, for recommending a book for you to read, and for introducing new learning materials in an online course. So, when you see an app that uses AI to inspire curiosity, be curious enough to try it.
We hope you enjoyed that podcast, and that you have a few more neural connections, and perhaps even some neural stem cells, bursting out of your brain. Join us for a lot more of these podcasts on AI at radioai.net.